Measure M. If Measure L is approved by the voters, shall I 20% of its proceeds be used only to pay for law enforcement and crime prevention services, 2 15% used only to pay for fire services, 3 20% used only to pay for community development, IV 25% used only to pay for parks and community services, V 8% used only for the city libraries, and V 12% only for nonprofit social and community services. Impartial analysis of Measure M. Alan J. Smith, City Attorney. This is an advisory measure placed on the ballot by the City Council. It relates to, but is separate from, the cannabis business tax measure also on the ballot. The cannabis business tax measure would impose a tax on cannabis businesses in the city of Watsonville. See the accompanying impartial analysis of that tax measure. The advisory measure is analyzed in the next three paragraphs. This advisory measure allows voters to say how the cannabis tax revenues should be used if the proposed tax is approved. Specifically, this measure asks voters if the cannabis business tax measure is approved by the voters, shall I 20% of its proceeds be used only to pay for law enforcement and crime prevention services, 2 15% only to pay for fire services, 3 20% only to pay for community development, IV 25% only to pay for parks and community services, V 8% only for the city libraries, and V 12% only for nonprofit social and community services. Because this measure is advisory, its passage would not legally require the City Council to spend the revenues as described in the measure. Instead, this measure advises the Council how voters wish tax revenues to be spent. If the medical cannabis business tax increase passes, the City Council may be guided by the voters' recommendation on the advisory question in deciding how to use the revenue. However, the City Council is not legally bound by the outcome of the vote on the advisory question. The City Council can use the revenue collected for any lawful city purpose. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Watsonville City Council. It requires a majority vote of the electorate. A yes vote is a vote in favor of recommending these uses of cannabis tax revenue to the council. A no vote is a vote against recommending these uses of cannabis tax revenue to the council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of the proposed advisory measure on use of cannabis business tax revenue ordinance. Full text of Measure M Ordinance No. 133116, CM, a codified ordinance by the voters of the City of Watsonville amending Chapter 6, Taxation of Title 3, Finance of the Watsonville Municipal Code adding Article 13. Companion advisory tax revenue apportionment measure recommending that cannabis business tax revenue go to the general fund to be done solely with voter approval election on November 8, 2016 effective date. The people of the City of Watsonville, California, do hereby ordain as follows. Section 1. Enactment. Chapter 6, Taxation of Title 3, Finance of the Watsonville Municipal Code is hereby amended by adding Article 13, Companion Advisory Tax Revenue Apportionment Measure, to read in words and figures as follows. Article 13. Companion Advisory Tax Revenue Apportionment Measure at the General Municipal Election called for November 8, 2016. The following advisory question shall also be submitted to the qualified electors of the City of Watsonville. If measure underscore underscore is approved by the voters, shall I 20% of its proceeds be used only to pay for law enforcement and crime prevention services, 2 15% used only to pay for fire services, 3 20% used only to pay for community development, IV 25% used only to pay for parks and community services, V 8% used only for the city libraries, and V 12% only for nonprofit social and community services. Department. Police 20%, Fire 15%, Community Development 20%, Parks and Community Service 25%, Library 8%, Non-Professor Sector Social and Community Services 12%, Total 100%. Section 2. publication. This ordinance shall be published in the Watsonville Register, Pajaronian and or Santa Cruz Sentinel in compliance with the provisions of the Charter of the City of Watsonville. Section 3. Severability. If any provision of these sections or the application thereof to any person or circumstances is held invalid, such invalidity shall not affect other provision or applications of the article which can be given effect without the invalid provision or application, and to this end the provision of these sections are severable. Section 4. Effective date. This ordinance shall be in force and take effect 10 days after the City Council declares the vote of the November 8, 2016, Presidential General Election pursuant to California Election Code Section 9217 and shall become operative and be imposed on January 1, 2017, and shall not apply prior to said date. No arguments for or against were filed.